From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, California's governor hears arguments for and against the execution of Stanley Tookie Williams. But first, when two U.S. Air Marshals shot and killed a man at Miami International Airport yesterday, it was the first time an Air Marshal had fired a gun on duty. Passengers described what they saw moments before, a man running through the aisle and his wife following him.
I did hear the lady say that her husband was bipolar and he had not had his medication.
Then the wife came running back behind him saying that he's ill, he's sick, he's sick, that's all she screamed.
She ran after him and all of a sudden there were about 4 to 5 shots that happened.
And then she heard the gunshot and she said, oh my God, oh my God.
Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration and the Department of Homeland Security were quick to defend the shooting, saying the air marshals did what they were trained to do. An investigation is now underway, bringing renewed attention to an agency created in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Some frequent travelers believe they can spot U.S. air marshals on an airplane. They're the guys sporting casual business attire, short haircuts, and big muscles. But David Adams, spokesman for the air marshals, says don't be so sure.
We call them the quiet professionals, unseen, unheard.
Adams says air marshals start working the moment they leave the house, watching to see if terrorists are watching them. They arrive at the airport early and scan the crowds. They brief the crew and search the airplane for explosives. But Adams says air marshals are trained to look and act like everyone else.
They're on board the aircraft, blending in with their environment, blending in with the passengers, but being observant of the surroundings and ready to act at a split second at any time should a situation arise that they need to take action.
That's just what happened yesterday when federal officials say airline passenger Rigoberto Alpizar announced he had a bomb in his carry-on bag. He ran up the aisle of the airplane and bolted onto the jetway. According to air marshal procedures, the officers issued a verbal warning, in this case, to get down. When he refused and reached into his bag, David Adams says the marshals opened fire.
This individual posed an imminent threat due to the fact that he said he had a bomb in his bag, refused to comply several times with their commands, and at that point they had to discharge their weapons to stop this immediate threat.
The shooting was the first since the expansion of the program after 9/11. Until yesterday, there have been only a couple altercations with unruly passengers, and most of them were drunk. Air marshals are trained under what's called the use of force policy. That means the officers can take any action they feel is reasonable. They can shoot to kill if they believe there is an immediate threat to themselves or others. Air marshals spend 14 weeks training using old planes for their mock drills.
They do firearm training. They have first aid training.
Air Marshal spokesman David Adams.
They have seat extraction training and what I call also verbal judo, how to control the situation aboard an aircraft.
In recent years, the U.S. Air Marshal Service has had a difficult time retaining agents and even finding a home. It's bounced around the government bureaucracy 4 times in the past 4 years, but Adams says those troubles are behind them. There have been armed officers on U.S. airplanes since 1961. Before 9/11, there were 33 of them in the country. Now, the number is classified, but it's in the thousands. Still, many, if not most flights, probably don't have an air marshal on board. They travel in pairs, and there are 27,000 flights in the United States every day. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.